All right, let me jump on over to the opening monologue for the day, the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll ask you a question starting it off. Is it possible to go from rags to riches? Yes. Is the American dream the kind of thing that still puts people on the path to great things if they'll just knuckle down and work and build the better mousetrap or take the bold and audacious risks and outpace their competitors? Sure, I believe it is. It is possible in America. Anybody can be anything. You can go from rags to riches. You can build an empire from scratch. But the American dream also involves good stewardship. You have to apply wisdom and work ethic and sacrifice. It is just as possible for the American dream to become a nightmare. It is possible, even here in the greatest free market economy in the history of the world, to suddenly go from rags to riches and then from riches to rags. And if we're not careful, the whole country itself is going to go down that road. Because in my opinion, decisions are being made that have no amount of wisdom or good stewardship attached to them, none at all. Decisions that are debilitating the ability of America as a whole to remain a city on a hill, a shining light to the world. Our economy is being stretched, our national debt's out of control, unfettered illegal mass migration is ongoing. But we could turn this around. We have to. For the American dream to continue, we have to make some changes. But on that question of rags to riches, and then riches to rags, there is no greater story that depicts the rags to riches to rags again than that of John DeLorean. You've probably all heard of DeLorean, but do you know his story? You see, most folks these days, when they hear the word DeLorean, they think of a car. That crazy, cool, gull-wing, stainless steel car from the early 80s that Doc Brown's character loaded up with a flux capacitor and sent Michael J. Fox back to the future. The DeLorean car is still a collector's item. There's DeLorean car clubs, and you can still find them here and there for sale. But the story behind the car is a warning for America. In 1972, John DeLorean had the world in his hands. He was a maverick auto builder. He had been personally responsible for the Pontiac Firebird and the GTO. But then he left a $600,000-a-year job at General Motors to pursue his dream of starting his own company doing cutting-edge work. And he did. And the result was a DeLorean car, which was meant to directly compete with the Corvette. Long before the days of Donald Trump and Elon Musk, DeLorean was a dashing, flamboyant jet-setter who was on magazine covers. He was glamorous. He was like the Marlboro Man and James Bond all rolled into one. He grew up in a middle-class family in Detroit, but he rose rapidly in the ranks of Chrysler and then Packard and then GM. And by 1972, he was the vice president at GM and expected to one day run the whole company. But he was also flashy. Sometimes rubbed people wrong. He wore loud clothes and open shirts and had cosmetic surgery when he didn't need to. He dated flashy women and he burned through multiple marriages. But he was still the guy. He was still the John DeLorean. So when he left GM, he basically convinced the British government to pour more than $140 million into his project. And he opened up the DeLorean Automotive Plant in Northern Ireland, of all places, and produced about 9,000 of his futuristic all-stainless DeLorean automobiles from 1980 to 1982. What could go wrong? How about everything? The car was expensive for its time. It had to be shipped from overseas. It was beset with electrical problems. It was a flop on the market. In 1982, desperate for a capital influx to his business, DeLorean met with several men in a hotel room in Los Angeles. The men offered to put up cash for the sale of 220 pounds of cocaine. A suitcase full of cocaine was produced, and the men, including DeLorean, lifted their glasses of champagne to toast their new partnership. And then the FBI busted into the room and arrested John DeLorean. It had all been an elaborate sting, apparently. DeLorean's trial went on for 5 full months. And his defense team was artful. His attorneys portrayed the entire cocaine meeting as an entrapment. He never actually offered to buy the cocaine, his defense attorney said. He had been lured to the room, believing there were legitimate investors involved. In the end, the jury actually acquitted DeLorean on all counts, but by then his life was in ruins. DeLorean himself said that his life had, quote, been tattered and torn, and he asked the media, "Would you even buy a used car from me?" DeLorean's wife left him. His estate was sold off. He said later that he accepted Christ, and I hope that's true. But in 2005, the dashing and daring maverick auto builder who had once gone from rags to riches and then from riches back to rags died alone in a small apartment in New Jersey. There's about 6,000 DeLorean cars, they say, that are still on the road today, but you have to wonder what could have been. Did his ego get the best of him? Did he underestimate the market? Did he overplay his hand? Did he bilk his investors? Probably all of the above, really. DeLorean made bad decisions. He acted with impunity, and he didn't care who got hurt or got in his way. He overplayed the gifts that he had been given, and he took for granted the very nation that had built him. Rather than build from scratch, he jumped ship to put a factory in a foreign country using foreign dollars to build a product no one really wanted. A mousetrap that was not actually better. He had everything it took to be successful, but he blew it. And whether or not he was guilty in the cocaine heist, the fact is that he was in that hotel room looking for money to bail out a failing company that was not going to work without some major changes. But look, let's don't lose sight of the bigger lesson here for all of us. Because America is the American dream. If you get down to it, America succeeds as a nation the same way that its citizens can succeed as people. By making good decisions. By being good stewards. By assessing the market with a clear eye and an objective view toward what can and cannot be successful. America as a nation has been large on the world stage, and I would hope, though, that we have not been overcome with hubris and bad decisions. But to see the way that things are being run right now, I feel like America is emulating John DeLorean all over again, just in big scale. We're saturating our streets with illegal immigration. We're refusing to gainfully use our own resources, entrapping ourselves into being beholden to foreign governments and foreign investments. We are rebranding whole sections of the economy with green energy products and mandates that the world's not ready for and no one wants to buy. As a nation, we're looking for quick fixes, and we're making bad decisions based on hubris. And as a result, we are declining as a nation. But we have the ability, unlike John DeLorean, we have the ability to do a course correction. You see, DeLorean was stuck in a unilateral decision-making loop. It was all about him. It was about him. It was for him. In the absence of good solid input from people willing to tell him no, there was never going to be a change for John DeLorean. He would keep right on pumping out cars no one wanted to buy, burning through his resources in the process. But America, well, in America we have this little thing called elections. You see, at every level in our society, the people have a right to say, we want this, we don't want that. It's the only way we're going to see a true course correction. We have to change out the people, the politicians, the pundits, and the entrenched bureaucracy. We have to change them out, and by doing so, make sure that the incoming team knows what we want, what we need, what we expect. As a nation, we have to look at our history, where we as a people have succeeded in going from rags to riches. I mean, really, America is a rags to riches story by itself as a country. But we have to look back at that rags to riches storyline and see what actually worked and then emulate it again and again for continued growth. It is possible to go from rags to riches and to more riches. It is possible for the blessings of the American dream to continue. But if we continue down the path of hubris and bad choices that are underway right now, then I fear that one day, our country as a whole is going to look a lot like John DeLorean, the guy who went from riches to rags and died alone in a small apartment in New Jersey. It's a cautionary tale. It's a lesson. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, that's the story. John DeLorean, I mean, it's sad. Had the world by the tail, man. He was all that. And he was all not that when it was over with. But the reality is, he's like the microcosm view of what we as a nation are heading into if we don't get the course correction done. Hugely important. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.